Full Works pre-game interview.
We haven't done too many interviews in-game, but we are actually going to do one right now because the president of the Surf Coast Suns, who's wearing the number 3 in the reserve grade competition, has come from the ground. He's on the interchange bench at the moment. He's given us a wave and he's standing next to our own Jane Birch. Thanks to Pool Works. Down to you, Birchie.
Well, Jay, what a day. I'm sure you've got lots of emotions running through you at the moment, and particularly when you ran out and all the juniors were lined up along the path there. What does it mean to yourself as president of this club and also to all the people who have put in a mountain of work to actually make this happen?
I just feel like it's culminated to this moment. Like, I feel like everyone around that probably doesn't know how much work's gone in can actually see it physically today. From the netball courts early this morning to now, it's huge for the town, you know. So it's, you know, scoreboard aside, we've sort of already won, you know, in my opinion, by getting here and having this occasion. Yeah, lots of emotion. It's been a big week, so it's good to actually exert some energy out on the ground.
And one of the most important things, obviously, is you've got a really strong junior program, and over the years they've played their juniors here and perhaps headed across to Torquay. Now they've actually got a genuine pathway to stay here and aspire to get out here and play senior footy for the Suns.
Yeah, that was the main driver. Was as a junior coach early when I got here, was watching a lot of the talented kids drop off and go elsewhere because there wasn't a senior age group under 18s, you know, and a pathway for everybody, netball and football. So that was the main driver. So now it's here. It's good to be able to show those guys that there's somewhere to stay and be, and be proud to play some senior stuff.
Jay, thanks for joining us. Are you part of a rotation, or have we got you for a few minutes?
Oh, I am. I'll run on the wing soon, but that's fine, mate. It's not going to make a big difference out there.
What are you most proud of at the moment?
Just seeing the jumper out there, I guess. Seeing some adults play on the ground, and all the junior guys and families get around and have someone to cheer for on a Saturday afternoon is one of the best things to see for sure.
Are you filthy that you weren't the late inclusion for Phil Smith?
No, I was never in contention, mate. I got the number 3, and Tommy Stevens got it in the ones, and I'm no threat to him. That's for sure.
Are you intending to play the whole season in the twos, or is it just a case of that? You know, as numbers swell, you might just ease yourself out.
Oh, it started that way, but the competitive side of me sort of started to enjoy it and feel like I'll play as many as I possibly can, because I feel like after this will be it. My wife has made that pretty clear, so I'll make the most of it while I can, mate.
For Pool Works, speaking with the president of the Surf Coast Suns, got a dirty pool or spa called Pool Works, Geelong, Torquay and Ocean Grove. Here's Matty Dowling.
Jay, congratulations on your involvement in getting this day up and about. Just in terms of the weather conditions, are you familiar with that these are the conditions are always like this down here, or does that adjust maybe how we're expecting to see the reserve side and the senior side this afternoon play their game?
Coming from the east a bit more today, which is a bit unusual. So normally once autumn kicks in, it's more from the west. So it is blowing the other way to probably what it will, but it's pretty tame compared to what it can be. So it's always going to be windy here. We sort of know that. The ones will show how we play the ground, but having a big ground and a lot of wind out here, it's going to be a bit of an advantage for us. But yeah, we're not surprised.
And later this afternoon, in the ones, who are we keeping an eye on? Who's the players to look out for?
Well, there's a few of them in there. The midfield's really strong, so I think the Flanagan brothers are going to get plenty of it. Zach Warren's a bit of a machine in there too. So yeah, I'll be keeping my eye on those three.
And then for the rest of this game, your game out there now, what's going to happen in this second half to be able to turn this game around and hit the scoreboard a little bit more? What was the discussion at halftime?
Just remember to enjoy it, I think. We knew it was going to be tough. Like I watched the grand final in the twos last year and knew that they're, you know, Torquay are a juggernaut, we know that. So just about enjoying it, staying positive, body language, and just treat this as a bit of base camp. You know, it's an occasion to get here, but it's a long journey after this. So just enjoy it, basically, and no pressure.
Jay, of the 22 players, 21 of them have come from elsewhere, but the great story is Riley Cotter, a homegrown product who's going to be, as an 18-year-old, part of your senior team, and he's probably the story you're most proud of.
Absolutely. I've had a lot to do with Riley. His dad's an absolute legend, Shawnee Cotter, and has looked after the 18s for a while and 16s before that, and Riley's probably one of the most well-respected, respectful, hard-working kid I reckon I've seen in my time, and it's great to see him push through all the training and the practice matches and, you know, earn his spot. And he's an absolute, you know, spirit of the sun type type guy.
Jay, we really appreciate your time.
No worries.
We probably need to let you back out onto the ground.
I'm getting cold and I need to get out there.
Congratulations on what's been and what's to come. We really look forward to. Yeah. And we look forward to that electronic scoreboard and a time clock too.
Yeah, that's only up from here, guys.
Good stuff. Thanks, Jay.
Thanks a lot.
Jay Williams joining us on K-Rock Footy, the president of the Surf Coast Suns. Joining us, thanks to Poolworks. If you've got a dirty pool or spa, call Poolworks, Geelong, Torquay and Ocean Grove.
Poolworks pre-game interview.